Stella Porter, potentially a long distant relative of Giovanni Della Porta, Michelangelo's right hand man.
Oh, really?
He was Giovanni in 1550s when Michelangelo died, finished the Sistine Chapel for him.
Mm. So, for this series of interviews, can I start with is the question, and of course, this is a huge question, so it takes a little beating around to get to it, about generally what you think the purpose of art is today.
Today?
Well, yeah, in this time, day and age. Not to, you know, October 9th, 2007.
Oh, well, if I would say it's easy for me to say what the purpose of art is going to be in the future based upon the actions of today. That makes more sense to me.
Okay.
If that fits in.
Yeah, I understand that. I think that probably is a bit of but it's harder to say that.
I just say. You can borrow that as well. only because I've asked myself that, but what am I doing? What's the point of doing what I'm doing?
Exactly.
When larger percentage of people are earning a living being, you know, going from manager to vice manager to et cetera, you know? Mm-hmm. And my belief is the art has been successful, the art of the 20th century has been successful as a model, because now is Joe Blow, zero exposure in education, in culture, in family history, is now saying at 16, 20, 25, I want to sing and make a living. I want to paint and make a living. I want to sculpt and make a living. I want to do photography and make a living. That's what's happening today, very much in America.
More and more kids are interested in this.
Kids are young people. You know, I'd say 30s and younger. And saying, wow, I can make a living taking photographs. I can make a living, you know, take the Paris Hilton. I can make a living just being me. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I mean, the ultimate. I don't need any material. I don't need to produce anything. I just need to be me. I mean, that's what we're doing right now, mm-hmm. in my view, in my space and those things like that. It's just breathe and we'll pay you. Almost. It's almost that banal, in my view, banal.
Mm-hmm. For Paris Hilton. But whoever created MySpace, that was probably some work.
To create it, but I'm talking about the people on it.
Yes.
People that are using it. So, I put it in that category. So the model of the 19th and 20th century that I was indoctrinated through my education, mm-hmm. it's worked. It's brilliant. It's achieved its fulcrum of beyond what most probably any of those artists comprehend it. Then you might go back to the 16th century where art was directly linked to not government but rule.
The aristocracy.
Aristocracy, the links with the aristocracy, the church, those were the power mm-hmm. organizations in our life in Europe and culture versus government versus money versus corporation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you look at art history and you see what was manufactured, and, you know, what was made in the 16th century, 17th, 18th, all that stuff. Renaissance spread it into buildings, into function, into our landscape a lot more than, say, 16th century, where it was much more, I don't think it was true, it was more to do with power, but that's what we interpret in modern day. It was the church, it was the aristocracy. Mm-hmm. The idea that anyone in the 1900s to 1950s, what is art? And you have the 1920s, Main Street Europe, 1940s and 50s America, found object stuff came in. What's art? That's art. Why is it? Because I said it's art. Mm-hmm. Because I separated it from the cesspit that I picked it up from and put it on this pedestal and called it art. The knock on it is now everyone goes, oh. I mean, I have it as in students. Well, it's art because I did it. I go, no, it's not art. Just because you did it. But that's what they believe. So that's the the wave of energy from the turn of the century is now a stone hits the pond, the ripple is so far out that the essence, the power of it is weakened in intensity, but it's reaching so many more people. The ripple is so wide and huge versus the initial plop of the stone. And hence misunderstandings, need for recalibration needs to occur. Back to the question, what is our purpose nowadays? It's not to make art, it's not to make objects. We've done that. Mm-hmm. That was what they did 100 years ago. And the objects enlightened and moved people into different spheres of existence to the point that 100 years today, 100 years in the future, yeah, mm-hmm. from 1900 to...
From when this
started. Yeah, yeah. Someone wakes up and goes, huh, I'm a good painter. Or someone goes, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to be a photographer. I'm making art. And, you know, and a few hotels buy a couple of prints because really they've got to, you know, the people who go to the hotels expect something on the wall. And they go, oh, we need someone. Oh, yeah, you know my brother? Oh, yeah, he made this photograph. Oh, we'll buy him. Mm-hmm. And qualities and aesthetics and energy, feeling, senses, zero. I just want something on the wall. I mean, if you don't want to sell me, I'd find someone else. I mean, dime a dozen, you know. Mm-hmm. Hence this concept, you know, we're just making product. That's not art. It never was. We've misinterpreted when we look back and see Monet and all those people in that very powerful period of our Western history in art culture. You know, 1880s to 1920s, mm-hmm. that 40 years was massive, in my view, of what was churned out from people across Europe. And that's only Western Europe. We don't know what Eastern Bloc were doing. Some of that's emerging now. Mm-hmm. Boundaries have changed. And it's equally as powerful, which is interesting, mm-hmm. because we know consciously there was a barrier. But people in the East were equally producing similar styled and energy moving shapes, paintings, objects, mm-hmm. as in our West. And then again in America, it followed through in America as well. I believe, so I'm ruling out that model. We've done it. So now I go, well, what is my model? What is the future model? And if art for me is about something about stirring my passion, my emotion. Physics is giving us words now that I'll use, quantum physics and all that, to do with energy. It's about a quality of energy, for want of ease about this chat. If Brancusi or if Monet or a ton of all those people, if they were resonating 20 megahertz when they produce those items, mm-hmm. what is needed to get them into 20 megahertz space? They make the item. The item now resonates 20 megahertz. So someone else who connects with it now has the ability to touch it, to see it, and now they're resonating 20 megahertz. Now what you see in your world around you resonating from a base of 20 megahertz. And that's what art is. So the question comes, how do we achieve that today? Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. That's your question, yeah?
Exactly.
My belief, or my inquiry, really, I believe it. I've noticed that I'm not sure what I'm resonating, but when I make something from a certain space that I can recognize and feel in myself, mm-hmm. other people connect with the object, because I'm a sculptor, and that's what I show. They connect, and they usually tell me stuff that's very personal, what we call personal, very emotional, very private, just because they touched a sculpture, this inanimate object, and I go, wow. And I go, well, I made that. And I go, so what? I go, that might be something for me to now inquire into. So it's not just the object, I'm recognizing I have to be in a certain space. I have to resonate, for best of a word. Mm-hmm. I have to be a certain level of calmness, of emotion, of energy, and then I make from that space. Whatever is made from that space is art.
Okay.
And only I know if I'm in that space. I know it.
Okay.
No one else knows it. However, if my ego is not involved, and if it's pure, that transmission of energy, then other people will know something. Because when they touch or see the sculpture, if it connects with them, mm-hmm. then I've done my job.
Yeah, okay.
So to speak.
So
it's not about making my objects. It's all my existence, all this around me here, is that what do I need to do to get into that space? I have to oblige all my past, my culture, my responsibilities, all that logic stuff I have to oblige to whatever sense I feel I need to oblige to then get into that space.
Okay. And then, so you don't think that there's much... you know, finishing the work and walking away from it and coming back and looking at it objectively. Are you the observer then, or are you a different?
I can do that within myself, my own work. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But usually what I found is when I make a piece, depending on the piece, it's usually a few years before I can not go back to that piece and remember how I made it. Or remember, like a photograph, remember the circumstances around mm-hmm. that period of time when I made it. So I have to have, for myself, I have to have distance. Mm-hmm. So then I can go and look at a piece, maybe after 3 or 4 or 5 years, 10 years. Again, different pieces have different resonance with me. But through a period of time gone by, I can then go back and maybe see it, how someone who wasn't involved can see it from day one.
So there is some judgment. As you're finishing the piece,
judgment on the piece,
the piece while you're making it, yeah.
I don't know. I'd say I look at a piece and I go, "That's a good piece." And I know it's. I just know it's a good piece. I don't know what that means. That phrase, "It's a good piece."
Uh-huh.
But when I stand back and go, "Wow, that's a freaking good piece of sculpture."
As you're working on the piece, how are you making decisions?
Without my brain. I'm making it without my mind. I need a larger word to encompass intuition, but ultimately it's intuition. It's spirit, intuition. It's the non-conscious, the non-tangible part of me. I'm aware as I'm making a shape that, oh, that's cool. But when I have those thoughts dribbling through, I try not to hold on to them. And now I've got some words, some phrases like, oh, that's a cool shape, or that reminds me of so-and-so, of an arm, of a femur, or of a face, or a dog, or, you know. When it's on that level, then I know that that's head up, Chaz, go and work on another piece of the sculpture. Because if I keep working in that, it's going to be very difficult for me to not get rid of, wow, it looks like a dog. It looks like a dog.
Okay.
Because my brain's just going, looks like a dog, looks like a dog. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to go further with the text of your, that's coming
out of my brain, yeah, of my mind versus my brain, so.
You know, people have said to you that they've said personal things. Can you give me an example of that? Like,
people are crying. People are speaking and they're crying. And they're explaining something. It might be the shape. It might be... evokes in a memory for them that has nothing to do with sculpture, but this, when I sit here, when I stand looking at this chair, when I feel this curve, and they're starting to cry, telling me stuff, and I'm going, huh, and I just shut down usually, and I'm just the listener. I'm just like, I'm humbled, I'm just like gobsmacked, but I have no interest to make it any further than they need to speak whatever they're speaking, and I can say, I can allow that to them. And I'm happy to allow that. It's not about me, it's about them. Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. It's important to you that your work isn't overly representational, so that it doesn't say, oh, that's a dog, so that people have more chance to have their own reaction.
Correct. I'm finding I have little interest to tell people what to do. Little interest, I mean, very consciously. I'm happy to be by myself, doing my stuff. I have very little interaction with human beings. I've always been like that. So it's a sense of allowing. So now all I have to do is allow, let go of everything, and allow. And then because I have to act, every moment is an act, mm-hmm. every breath, that doesn't stop. So I don't have to emphasize that. What am I going to do now? I don't have to emphasize that quality that I'm going to be doing. It's obvious, you know. I don't have to emphasize breathing. I'm going to be breathing,
mm-hmm.
you know, okay. so to speak, you know. So then the question comes, well, what do you... Where are you going to walk, Chaz? What are you going to do?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know,
what
would you? And it ends up being making because so that's a lineage that I think is part of me versus part of my upbringing and my schooling, indoctrinations, and all that. That character trait seems to have come out, seems to have been with me for a long, long time and not been encouraged or trained by any other human being except for myself. So okay. I trust that. Maybe that's who I am.
Okay.
And
this is, you know, can you describe that a little more? Where the making? I mean, is there? Does it mean you have to use hard materials, or is it always objects, or? And like you said, what I show is sculpture. I mean, it's important. It's in three dimensions.
I feel more of an affinity with three dimension than two dimension.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And does it have to be tangible objects?
It seems to be more tangible. I've had a little goes with installations, video stuff, and it just doesn't do much for me. You know, another thought I have is. It's just like the trees, but what species of tree are you? So we're all humans, and no one's figured us out. I mean, everything else in the universe we've categorized in subspecies. We haven't done it for ourselves. We're just human beings. It's like, well, what is a subspecies? I mean, that's like saying, oh, what are that? Oh, that's trees. What's that? Oh, that's flowers. That's how unintelligent we are to ourselves. So I go, so if we've done it with everything, then maybe... I'm a lime tree, or a sycamore, or a ash, or an oak, or a, you know, mm-hmm. pine. And then, because we've observed in nature, each tree, in this example, has innate characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to build a boat. I'm not going to build it out of aspen. I mean, the guys knew it 400 years ago. You know, they might have started and quickly realized and spread the word. Don't use aspen if you want to build a boat. What are we for? I believe everything we've done as human beings is based upon observations of nature, of the universe, of the greater existence from ourselves, and we emulate it. What do we use the chats for?
Yeah.
And I go, huh, well, this is what I'm accepting, this is who I am. I'm accepting I'm material-based, object, mass, weight, shape, in the creative side of existence.
So then when we go back to the question of what is the purpose of what you're making.
So now I come back now. So out of all that, what is my purpose now?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What is my purpose? Because I don't make galleons of ships anymore, which if I was a notary, I'd be brilliant in 16th century.
Right.
But now, pretty useless. That's because we have steel,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
Same way, I'm not going to emulate Brancusi or Rodin or those guys, make these blobs and flog them. Fully satisfying, you know. Maybe it's because of my size,
uh-huh.
you know. If I can lift, you know, 100-pound rock, then maybe I'm not using part of my potential picking up a camera and taking photographs, because I can never use that part of me. You know, and then not able and built to pick up a 100-pound rock, for
yeah.
example, or
yeah.
more. You know. You know. So why does a runner become a runner versus a high jumper?
Yeah.
So at some point, maybe it's something, you know, there's fortune, good luck, all that, but aside from those coincidences, mm-hmm. sides of life, maybe it's just something innate in Another thought I have is, it's just like the trees, but what species of tree are you? So we're all humans, and no one's figured us out. I mean, everything else in the universe, we've categorized in subspecies. We haven't done it for ourselves. We're just human beings. Okay, we've done the five continents, you know? Mm-hmm. And we've done Paleolithic or Paleo, Neanderthal. That's it, but current day human being, we haven't.
Homo sapiens.
We just blob. Homo sapien, period. Like, well, what are subspecies? I mean, that's like saying, oh, what are that? Oh, that's trees. What's that? Oh, that's flowers. That's how unintelligent we are to ourselves. So I go, so if we've done it with everything, then maybe I'm a lime tree or a sycamore or a ash or an oak or a, you know, pine. And then because we've observed in nature, each tree, in this example, has innate characteristics. Mm-hmm. So I want to build a boat. Well, I'm not going to build it out of aspen. I mean, the guys knew it 400 years ago. You know, they might have started and quickly realized and spread the word. Don't use aspen if you want to build a boat. Mm-hmm. You know, it's such a sector, yeah?
Yeah.
What are we for? If everything we've done as human beings is based upon observations of nature, of the universe, of the greater existence from ourselves, and we emulate it. Everything, all our science, all our technologies, all emanating what we've observed already in nature. Well, what are we for? What's it, you know? I can say what an aspen serves as, you know?
Yeah.
Or what some of the uses is that we use aspen, pine, oak, ash, sycamore. Or what do we use a terry for? What do we use a chas for?
Yeah.
And I go, huh, well, this is what I'm accepting, this is who I am. I'm accepting I'm material-based object, mass, weight, shape, in the creative side of existence.
So then when we go back to the question of what is the purpose of what you're making.
So now I come back now, so out of all that, what is my purpose now?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
What is my purpose? Because I don't make galleons of ships anymore, which if I was a notary, I'd be brilliant in the 16th century.
Right.
But now, pretty useless, that's because we have steel, you know?
Yeah.
Same ways, I'm not going to emulate Brancusi or Rodin or those guys, make these blobs and flog them and make a living, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do? I believe my task is through my what I am, whether it's chosen medium or just my innate sense, I am a sculptor, what we dictionary definition call a sculptor, work three-dimensional mass. Is to work with other human beings and share what I've learned tangibly, very, very tangibly for those interested, but also make things to enable other human beings to get into their path of who they are, to allow them to enter the path of their true self, allow them to begin the inquiry, walk the path of what species, subspecies from Homo sapien am I? Because it's not enough to be Homo sapien. That's such a retarded, ignorant sense, especially when we also claim to be the intelligent species on this planet.
Mm-hmm. So you hope your work helps people find themselves. It's not about self-expression, it's about helping other people find themselves.
Yeah, and I believe that's what art's always been going way back. No, it was about self-expression. We can't comprehend much else, so we say, oh, it's about self-expression. You know, Van Gogh was a madman, he's drunk, and he's whipped his ear off just to, you know, say, hey, look at me, aren't I cool? I can stand and shout. I will be addressed first out of the other 50,000 people behind me that are silent.
Are you being a screaming baby sculptor?
I hope I'm not. I don't believe it's important for me, period, to be get attention.
Okay.
If I die and no one even knows me, it's irrelevant. If I do what I do from the belief of where I'm coming from, which is not ego, then I trust that. And if those actions get me attention, then that, apart from being a very conscious, difficult period of time, because now I've got all this attention that I've got to dissolve to get back to the place that doesn't need attention. Mm-hmm. So right where I live now is brilliant because no one freaking knows where I am and what I'm doing, yeah? Mm-hmm. And so it's much easier for me to be quiet and be in that energy generating space.
So you've got a paradox here. You've got to let people see it. Because in order to
correct
be the, you know, help people find themselves, they correct have to see the work.
Correct. I understand that. So that yeah, so does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Even though it's a long way around it. That I believe is the purpose of art today, for the 21st century.
For every artist, or for you?
100% for me. Uh-huh. When you say for every artist, then now we need to calibrate what is and who is an artist, and that's a tricky, dicey.
Because there's a lot of screaming babies out there.
Because there are lots of screaming babies.